All right, energy up. Let's talk health, brought to you by Natrin. Healthy Trinity, best probiotic on the market. My guest, Natasha Trenev, who is the founder and president of Natrin. That's right. This is the best probiotic. And there's so much out there with bacteria, good bacteria, bad bacteria. And so many of you have been sending me emails and saying, gee, what about all these antibacterial soaps and all that stuff's out there? What should I do? What about my hands? Should I be cleaning them all the time? I'm nervous. Well, I know someone that knows all the answers. Good morning, Natasha.
Good morning, Joni.
Wonderful to talk to you this beautiful morning.
Yes, it is. And we've got so much information, but we have to make it simple so the listeners can really get benefit from hearing what we have to say.
I couldn't agree more. And one of the things is, when we're talking about is how bacteria hides in the most obvious places. But, you know, sometimes we don't even realize it, do we?
No. You know, really, bacteria control the world, including our internal ecosystem, and the more we learn about it, we'll learn to control disease, have a better life, think clearer, enjoy life more. So this is the most important topic that you want to be informed of.
I couldn't agree more, and especially nowadays with so many things hitting us from inside and out, so to speak, in terms of our, I guess you could say, our ecosystem of our body. This is it. Probiotic is it. That if you have to only have one thing that you buy, it should be, again, a good probiotic, Natrin's Healthy Trinity. Now, when people are, again, they see all of this stuff in their house and stuff, what about all these antibacterial soaps? Are those a good or bad thing, Natasha?
Well, you know, if you equate antibacterial soaps just like with antibiotics, eventually what they do is they make the bacteria evade the antibacterial component, outsmart it, and become more resistant. And so that is a danger. And that's why we talk about always about balance,
yes.
Balance inside your gut and of the bacteria that's in your gut, and balance of everything in life. So the best thing is to use something that washes the bacteria off or, you know, gets rid of it, but not use an antibacterial preparation, because eventually it's not going to work, and you're going to have these very strong bacteria everywhere where you live, literally, and you're going to be exposed to it on a daily basis, and people are not aware that bacteria are implemented now in every major disease you can think of the body.
That is such a good point, and I'm not sure, again, that we think about that, but it's right. So we're using all these antibacterial soaps, and we think, great. But as you say, eventually, they're not going to work anyway, and then what happens? I mean, that is something I hadn't even thought of. And I don't want to be gross out, but this is important, too. Things like the toilet brush. It shares the same room with your toothbrush. I had never thought about that. Oh, my goodness. Not a good thing, is it?
No, it's not a good thing. And most people drive every day. Well, the bacteria found on your steering wheel are probably more, thriving, have a larger number, more diversity than your toilet.
Oh!
So how many people do you know that wipe down their steering wheel? So what I'm saying is that you're exposed daily, whether you go to the supermarket, whether you go to your CVS pharmacy, or whether you go out with friends. You touch anything, you may be exposed to very, very dangerous bacteria. So the important thing to remember is to keep the load of bacteria down that you're exposed to, and to keep replenishing on a daily basis the most important, microbiota in the world, which is the one found in your gut. So in other words, you want to minimize the amount of bacteria come in contact that can cause disease, but you also want to keep feeding that important ecosystem inside your gut, which will contribute to your health, not only to your digestive health, but to your mental and immune health.
It's so true. And again, we're worried about all these things outside. Okay, yes, but it starts inside, doesn't it? Because also, the healthier that I am inside, the good bacteria, the more that my immune system is strengthened as well and helps you. But again, you're adding to some of these, the steering wheel thing. My goodness, I had never thought of that. And then what happens is we drive. We get where we're going. We touch our face. We do all this stuff, right? Meanwhile, we've got all this stuff on the steering wheel. So should we just wipe it down when we're through? Is that what we should do, Natasha?
Yeah, well, you know, we should just use common sense. We should wipe down our steering wheel, things that we touch every day.
Yes.
You know, that should be cleaned regularly. Washing hands is wonderful. You know, using just plain good old soap and warm or hot water is terrific. You know, you lather your hands for 20 seconds, and then you rinse them off, and you should repeat this process again. Most people, if you see them, they're like, you know, zap in their hands for like a nanosecond, take it out, and they think they've washed their hands.
Yes.
So that's very important, and the reason it is important because there is so much research now coming out about the microbiome and the microbiota in your gut, and we know it's related to every form of disease in the body. Mm-hmm. I mean, I could just make a list here that could stagger your mind, but, you know, we know that Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, diabetes, obesity, and even colon cancer is, founded in this bacterial mix that's found in your gut.
Exactly. You know, one of the things that I've gotten some emails on is if you could explain, because people are thinking, okay, wait a minute now, and they're saying 90% of our body's bacterial cells and a mere 10% is human cells. Is there a way that you can explain that? Because I people say, well, what do you mean? How do you explain that, Natasha?
Okay, well, here, very simply, you know, your body is a complex ecosystem and it has more than 100 trillion microbes that must be properly balanced and cared for it if you are going to be healthy. And they're found in your GI tract. Now, you think, well, how can I have more bacteria than human cells? Well, bacteria are smaller in size than your human cells, so it's very easy for you to have that load of bacteria. So, you know, you also have between a trillion and 10 trillion bacteria on your skin. You have actually bacteria everywhere in your body, your urinary tract, your feminine tract. It varies from person to person, but every inch of your body, inside and out, is covered with microbes.
And it goes right back to, again, you want to have the good bacteria. It is the foundation of your health. I mean, it makes such sense when you go all through that. And there's things that, again, this was one I have to cover, and that was the flushing of the toilet. It is so important, folks, to put that lid down. And I will never keep that lid up again. And that's, why is that, Natasha?
Well, you know what? Yes, these are just simple, basic things that I think we should have been taught at home. But, you know, when you don't put the lid down on the toilet and you flush, the force of the flush shoots up a cloud of bacteria into the air, which you inhale as you're leaving the bathroom. Not a particularly smart thing to do because your mouth, nose, and throat is and lungs is littered with bacteria, and you're now upsetting that the balance of that ecosystem found in that location in your body.
I mean, it's such common sense, but let me tell you, I think probably a lot of listeners will never, ever, because you just, you know, again, it just makes sense. There's also, I know you have an analogy about a cooking teacher who makes his students look at the cooking service through infrared light, and what did they say?
Yes, and the reason that's a good way to teach children who grew up with microwaves, and when they see the counter littered with bacteria, when they see, you know, those, you know, dense colonies of bacteria on every cooking surface in the kitchen, it makes the students aware that it has to be sanitized and wiped down because now they're exposed and they're exposing the people they cook for with this bacterial load. And that's why you see an explosion of illness that we have in our society.
Yes.
The illness factor is not being reduced, it's being increased. So I think it's important not just for the students in the cooking school to be shown, you know, how many bacteria cover the surface while you prepare the food, but I think all of us need to be cognizant of that because very few of us really think about how we're going to sanitize our kitchen or our cooking areas or care for our family so we don't get the flu and we don't get upset stomachs and along the line don't get inflammatory diseases, which can be caused by this, you know, load of bacteria that you inadvertently introduce into your body.
Exactly. And again, the whole concept of having a healthy foundation with a good probiotic. Natron's Healthy Trinity, because people think, well, I take this because I have this ailment, I have this pill or whatever. Well, you know what? That is not going to do anything for disease, because disease is a complicated process. And again, you have to have healthy, healthy GI tract. All health starts there. And then, you know, if there's other things you're doing that you have to do, fine. But I still think that's where it starts.
Yes. Well, listen, first of all, let me tell you this, that We have to get away from this concept that, you know, one pill to cure one disease.
Yeah.
You know, so much science is coming out of the importance of this bacteria and fungi and protozoa, all of these microbes that are found in our GI tract. This ecological balance is so crucial to our health. We're finding, again, that it affects every aspect of our health. And I can, you know, go down the list of diseases that can be caused. So what it is that when you take a proper probiotic supplement, you are balancing and optimally balancing that ecosystem that controls everything in your body. And, of course, you shouldn't be taking a good probiotic and ending up eating junk food. It's the use of or the ingestion of a good probiotic on a daily basis, the diet that you consume, your exercise. Those are what I call the tripod of your health, mm-hmm. the foundation of your health, and that's where everything begins. If we want to change the healthcare system of America, those three things have to be, you know, embedded in people at an early age, and we can see a reversal to this critical trend we have of illness in every aspect of our society.
I couldn't agree more, and again, folks, it's time to stop this and start with yourself. One other thing was fruit and vegetables. You know, people know they're supposed to worship, but a lot of times they don't. And why is that not a good idea?
Well, it's a terrible idea. A lot of people think that you should only wash fruits and vegetables that may contain pesticides. But let me tell you that, you know, I'm a person who is an advocate of organic vegetables and fruits long before they became fashionable. The truth is that when it's organic, it means it's natural. It has things from the soil. So it's probably loaded even more than with bacteria than the pesticide-laden vegetables and fruits. So if you don't wash them properly, you're giving another bad load to your ecosystem that you're, you know, hurting yourself in the long run.
And it goes right back again. It starts. So all those precautions are fine, but you want to start with a healthy foundation. This is the one that will get you through, and that's a good probiotic, Natrin's Healthy Trinity. Thank you so much, Natasha, and for all the information. People can go to natrin.com, great information, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you. And you know, the choice that you make in your life about diet and the probiotic you take and exercise means everything to your health.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right.
Thanks,
Joni. I'll look forward to talking to you soon.
Great. Okay, that's Natasha Trenev. We're talking about, again, probiotics, the importance of them. Well, coming up, when I come back, I'll be talking to Dr. Elson Haas. See, we have this day now. We want you to get healthy. Talking about your immune system. Why is it so important? You got to fight back with health and so much more. I'm Joni Gregg, and you're listening to KSRO 1350 AM and 103.5 FM.